USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. Members of the military honoring George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, as his casket arrives at the Capitol. He is the 12th President to lie in state inside the rotunda, and the public will be able to pay respects until Wednesday. A remarkable ceremony as the entire Bush family inside the rotunda, the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, describing his father as a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
And flags flying at half staff across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, the life and legacy of George H.W. Bush, who passes away Friday night at the age of 94. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling Bush a World War II hero, a humble servant, and a principled leader.
Today, this hero has returned to the Capitol a final time. Not on the front porch of our democracy this time, but here in its hallowed cathedral.
And outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan addressing the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
And Speaker Ryan goes on to say of the 41st President.
In consequential times, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated the finest qualities of our nation and of humankind.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The state of Georgia's election infrastructure on issue in Tuesday's runoff election for Secretary of State. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The runoff election for Georgia's Secretary of State pits Republican State Representative Brad Raffensperger against former Democratic Congressman John Barrow. Neither won more than 50% of the votes on Election Day. At stake in the runoff, the ability to reshape the state's election system, which came under a national microscope during the recent race for governor between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Secretary of State, now Governor-elect Brian Kemp. Raffensperger has defended how Georgia canceled the registrations of hundreds of thousands of voters, and he says he'll make sure only legal citizens can cast ballots. Barrow says changes are needed, but he says while Georgia does a pretty good job of keeping people from cheating, it does a lousy job of making it easier for people to vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A massive cleanup effort underway after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake rocking Anchorage, Alaska, tearing roads apart and creating huge craters in the ground. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
Road crews north of Anchorage are working to repair damaged bridges and freeways following the massive earthquake on Friday. Steve Strait is the owner of our USA Radio News affiliate up in Alaska, KEDI. He says this is the worst earthquake he's seen in a number of years.
This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.